We was in Vietnam. I worked on a log pad for my company as a log pad representative. And they had these huge tanks. I guess they may have been long here to the back of that, back to the sound booth. They're pretty long. And one of them were full of diesel and one of them full of gas. That was a reservoir. And all I had to do when my little mule I had get low on gas, I just pull it up in and pump the thing full of gas and take off. When you need something from God, he made you a reservoir. Of his wisdom. and spiritual understanding. So you don't have to be timid about the things of God. You spend time meditating in the word and confessing the word and practicing the word, doing the word, you can understand some things. Spend some time praying in tongues. One of the greatest things you can do is spend a lot of time praying in tongues. It'll open me, strip you up, and confessing this word and saying it. You notice somehow, some way, in our upcoming, we have thought that the Reb know everything. That these truths were only for the Reb. No, it's for every believer. Amen. Every one of us ought to be knowledgeable. Amen. It's easy to work with knowledgeable people. But it's a problem when you got a bunch of unlearned people. Amen. It's easy to get things done when people know things. But when nobody know anything but you and you got a whole bunch of, you spend all your time trying to explain it. And then when you get through, they still don't have it. Whew. See, when you get this revelation, I don't have to say anything about you, about your praying, about your coming to church, when you get this, I spend my time with the people that's unlearned. But I got to wrestle with you and them. The time I think I got you trained, you run off out there and did something. Yeah. Because, see, most people, people sometimes think that I'm going to get to it. I won't get to it this week because my time is about out. It's about gone. We think that because somebody stands in the office of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. Don't you hear me now? We think, without it being said, most people put them up above us. Well, they above us. Well, no, what you have to do is recognize the authority that goes along with that office, because it's for instruction, direction, and righteousness and truth. But as far as being above you, we're one. And you ought to know some things, just like I know some things. You ought to know how to pray. You ought to know how to get answers to prayer. And that's why people will come to somebody that seem to get answers to prayer. The reason why they do it, they think their prayer worked better than their faith worked better. No, you just hadn't developed your faith. You don't have any faith in your faith. Amen. You have more faith in my faith than you have in your faith. Your faith will work in God just like mine. Amen. Why? Because you've been made one. You've been made one with Jesus. He'll give it to you just like he will me. Some people think that God will bless more people, cause people to prosper, have more than others. No, that person just learned how to believe God.
Amen.
That's all. And you ever notice people that operate in this realm and have things, and you notice they got things. And now you can go to the world where you can get some stuff too. You can get some things because the world got some stuff, but just because a person got money don't mean they're full of God. But I'm talking about walking by faith. You ever notice every person that I would notice that that has things and property and stuff, everyone that's walking with God, I know they are givers. Because they know how it works. They give and shall be given. Give, shall be given. You ever notice the farmers that the one that plants the most, harvests the most? It just works. So, as we close for tonight, I want to go back to Ephesians and close. I've got about 2 Corinthians. And I'm going to let you read. You can go ahead and read it. He said, I stopped at verse 8. I stopped at verse 8. He said, and let me read verse 8 again. This superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing within us all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. And through the revelation of the Anointed One, this is 9, he unveils his secret desire to us, the hidden mystery of his long-range plan, which he was delighted to implement from the very beginning of time. And this is where in verse 10, this is where we're close, and we're going to talk about why he's doing what he's doing, and he brought us in. See, when Adam sinned, you got to understand. Now I make this statement and hush, get this done. When Adam sinned, he not only messed up the earth, he messed up things in heaven. God had to get some stuff out of heaven. That's how one we with God. And so he got this long-range plan, and he's going to do it in time. Jesus is the finished product of it. Other words, what I mean by the finished product, Jesus is the one that he promised going to come in this earth, and he's already come. And he has arranged it. In the fullness of time, everything going to come back to the original plan. Everything will be made new. Nothing that you're experiencing now will be on this earth. All this corruption and going, it's everything will be made new. Heaven and earth will be. That's why John said, I saw what? A new heaven and a new earth. Anybody ever read that? Why? Because everything going to be made new. Everything that's corrupt is. This is what this plan is all about. In the fullness of time, he's going to bring everything back to the original. Satan won't be around. Demons won't be around. Evil won't be around. None of those things. We're going to live, and we're going to praise God, and we're going to live. And he's going to show, and we're going to go to the show, and we're going to see the show, and he's going to say, wow, Lord, what a show. He said, I got some more. And he's going to show. Y'all laughing, but that's the absolute truth. And you get that, and when he get through showing you that, he said, oh, you want to see some more? And you're going to say, yeah, we want to see some more. He's going to show you another show, and we're going to go to another, and we're going to live for eternity. Just thrill, thrill, thrill. We're going to live for throughout the eternities of the eternity, enjoying God's best. Hallelujah. Thank you. And it seemed just like yesterday, because we will be in eternity then. We won't be in time. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't Jesus wonderful? Amen. Isn't God a wise God? Amen. Aren't you glad you're part of the family?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, ushers, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen.